just... What in the fucking Pornhub is going on out here?
Let's get them low on.
Listen. You know what? I might have to walk back my earlier comments, man. You can't... That's some shit that you do and you keep to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Please. That's an in your head thought. That's the inside your head thought. Don't use your outside voice to share a thought. But listen. All right. You know what? Let me not be a hypocrite. Because if I was abroad, I 1,000% probably would do that. I probably would. But no, I don't know. I definitely smell it. I wouldn't eat it. You can't eat it. That's not... Listen, this is what... I didn't make this up. It just happened. This Lala... Right? From the fucking Vanderpump, right? Has a podcast, yes? And it was normal for a while, right? It just seemed like a regular show. We're talking about different things that are happening. And then they go on to this bonus material, right? And they make it a point in the beginning of the bonus material to say, we get a lot of engagement when we talk kind of sexy, you know, when the rating gets bumped from R to X, people engage with it more on the TikTok or the Instagram, get the DMs, right? So they're talking about this guy. Oh man, I'm so glad I'm not in school anymore. This guy is to her brother, apparently, from what I'm gathering, listening to this. I don't know who anybody is, so, you know, be mad if you want. This guy is talking about, you know, when you're out in the field, right? When you're finger blasting, right? There you go. That's a good word I can use, Steve Byrne. When you're finger blasting some lady, right? You got to do the smell test. That's what he's talking about. Okay, here's all I'm saying, dude. How far away are you from the vagina when the pants get pulled off? I mean, are you across the fucking room? Because, like, you should be in, like, a kind of a distance, no? Why do you gotta... All I'm saying is, if I go to the bathroom, right? Like, if I take my balls out, I can smell my balls if they're not... They're not good, but I know me though. I know my disgusted, horrible body, right? So I gotta fucking, we gotta clean this up immediately. You can't fucking hand this thing off to just anybody anytime. That's not, those days are over. We're fucking old now. Oh, you know what I mean? All the years of dumping alcohol and fucking prescription drugs and regular drugs into this fucking body, it's done a lot of damage, not to mention whatever was done. You know, in the perception, whatever you call it, when I came out, when I premiered. And now, your feature presentation. Fuck, that's hard.
You made me forget what the fuck I was looking at.
Oh, fuck. So, this guy's talking about you gotta, you know, after you kill it, you gotta poach it and smell it, right? Before you eat. I'm assuming he wants to smell it before he eats it, yes? Otherwise, what's the purpose? I don't know.
You still plowed through it, though.
So what's the difference? Why even do the fucking test in the first place if the results are going to be good or bad and you're going to do it regardless because you're a boy, Damon, and that's what the fuck we do, right? You're a goddamn soldier, son. Are you going to be scared? Are you going to be scared? No, you should probably be. That's a warning sign, right? That's no good. But either way, continuing on here. He talks about this, and then she expands and continues on to say, not only should you stab it and smell it, but also, if you are of the elected party, you should taste it and make sure that everything is up to par. And I have a question. Hi, me in the back.
Oh, God.
Jaguar Trade, Laughing at Birds podcast, the host. What is it supposed to taste like? I'm curious. How did you, I missed the section in health class where the teacher said, all right, ladies, now, when you dig into your giner, right, when you go on in there, you're going to want to taste it, and you don't want to taste like beef. Or whatever the fuck they would say. I'm trying to think of something nasty, right? You don't want to smell like a... You don't want to taste like an Outback Steakhouse, man. You don't want to do that. I don't know. How do you fucking... How do you know? What is it supposed to taste like? Do you ask... What if it's off? Do you go to your buddies and go, hey, Mary, taste this. What do you think? Is it like... Right? Can
oh
you...
Oh, my God!
Can you do that? I don't know. Is that... That's if women were men. That's what would happen. Hey, lick my pussy real quick. Do I taste off to you? No. You know what? I got one even worse for you. They should make flavor strips that you can put on your pussy then. Like, for after your period. Woo! Fuck. That's dark. Oh, fuck. Whoa, Mom, my pussy tastes funny. Oh shit, that's fucking awful. Oh God, why?
You're wicked, I say.
That's why it burns. I'm glad I know now. Yo, that girl has totally been like, hey, taste my pussy. Do you think it tastes weird? Do you think it... 100%. 100%. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whoo, shit. That's tough. I'm just thinking, like, I couldn't imagine going to a guy, like, hey, Jim, grandma, does my erection feel firm to you? Like, this is good, right? I couldn't imagine. It doesn't work the same. Do you think she's gonna like it? You know, is my head a little too purple today? I don't know. Maybe she's gonna think it looks weird. Oh, that's it? She said you're done. Wow, that's fucking hard, son. That's fucking hard. I forgot the last thing I recorded was the dip stip. That's all, folks. Dip stick thing. Don't try to say it.
I want chocolate.
Yeah? Where's this, where's the mystery money coming from?
I don't know.
Oh, shit, I need my wallet. Speaking of mystery things, I know where it is, though. Because I put it somewhere. Wait, nope, this is not even the pocket! Oh. Even when I put it away, I go in the wrong place for it. Hear that? I got it. Yeah.
It was Jesus with the blue hair.
Jesus, be a sweetheart, honey. Whatever the fuck that guy would say. That guy kills me, bro. Kills me, dude. Fucking too. What did he say the other day? He had me fucking crying, this guy. Crying, dude. I can't. You know why? Because it's not even what he says. It's not even what he says. It's the facial expressions and the emphasis that he puts on certain words. Like, the way he says, honey, the way he says, Jesus be a whatever. Like, it's always the same. He puts the same.
Oh, about the mental institution?
That's what it, yeah, something like that.
I'm gonna kill you.
No. His husband told him, you know, put your head between your legs or whatever.
He's having a fucking panic attack.
He's like, are you still anxious? I'm fucking angry, motherfucker. I'm going to kill you. Oh, that guy's the shit, dude. I love that guy.
Oh, fuck.
He was not playing, dude. Oh, he was so upset. And I know it's not right. I know it's not right. It's not right to laugh at people when they're upset, because I get fucking even more mad when people laugh at me like, motherfucker, this shit ain't funny. But, you know, I guess seeing somebody else do it, you know, I can see where you can get enjoyment out of it. Oh, I'm crying. Oh, fuck. That's funny, man. Do I know these people? No, I don't. Okay, anyway. What the fuck is it? Aquaman 2, Star Wars of the Ocean, you heard of it? Have you heard of it? The Way of the Water, Aquaman 2, in the stars, whatever it's called. Bro, the whole thing is shot. It's fucking shot. It's all CGI shit. It's terrible. It looks like... It really does. It really does. And they took the fucking, you could do it, the computer effects from the hair commercials. What are they called? Herbal essences. And they robbed you. Aquaman robbed you. They gotta have his hair moving like that. So all these bras that think this guy's fucking sexy. I got news for you. He's ugly like me. Me and him got the same beard, son. Where are you going? If you'd have left me in the oven as long as I was supposed to be in there, we'd probably be the same. Yeah, That was a joke. I was kidding. Please, stop. Don't riot. Put the marker down. There's no need to make a sign. I'm fucking up one today. Shit. Oh, fuck. Dude, it's the same. Oh, I didn't bring a lighter, did I? No, I'm slipping. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Fuck you. Fuck you, I'm not. I got it. I'm excited and I'm fucking nervous, dude, because I'm leaving on a jet plane. Not really, because I don't fucking fly. I don't have wings. Right? I'm not fucking doing that. I don't know what you'd have to do. I don't know what you'd have to drug me up to get me on a fucking plane, dog. I don't think I could do it. Oh, fuck. That just, the idea of sitting in a plane seat gives me anxiety, dude. I don't think I could do it. Oh my God. Just here's what it is. Here's what it is. I think eventually, like, I could forget, right? Because, like, when you're on the bus, eventually you forget that you're on a fucking bus and you're just looking out the fucking window like any other jamoke ride you'd take in your life. Right? So I think eventually, maybe, hopefully, why are you beeping at me? Hopefully, you know, you forget that you're on the fucking plane, right? And until you gotta take off and land this fucking thing. That's a problem. God. It just, that guy looked like Gene Simmons. Holy shit, guy. Where'd you get your hair cut, son? My God. I didn't know they did it like that anymore. Fuck. And I know that it wasn't. And you know what? Even if it was, who fucking cares? What are you doing over here, guy? Anybody fucking with money, dude, you'll never see anywhere I'm at. I'll tell you that right now. I don't think so. Unless they're trying to hide, you know, from Scientology or Hollywood or whatever. Bro, this movie, it fucking stinks on ice, guy. It's fucking terrible. And ladies, it's terrible. I forgot. I had to. Because ladies do listen to this, apparently, according to the analytics. So I have to include Jews. I don't want to seem exclusionary, right? Because that's whack. You don't want to do that. Everybody's welcome here. Unless you're a cunt. In which case, I probably dated you. I'm on fire today. Double Jeopardy? Who are you killing? That was a good Ashley Judd movie. Who's this? Oh.
As of now, Smollett has only done 6 days of his time.
Juicy's in jail, finally? For that fucking bullshit stunt that he pulled a couple years ago?
So, something happened where it's double jeopardy now. I don't
that means they can't try him twice for the same crime. That's what I heard. I watched the Ashley Judd movie. I seen it. That was a good fucking movie. They can't charge me twice, Tom. Blam, blam. You're done. That's it for you, Tom. You should have mind your business, Tom. I don't know why it's always Tom. Holy shit. Bro, is he cross-eyed? Shut your fucking mouth. Aquaman is cross-eyed like Biggie Smalls?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah. You can't really see it in the Aquaman movies, but in C you can see it.
Okay, do they fix that on, like, because he didn't look like that the whole first part of this film. Like, I don't care. I'm just surprised. I'm shocked because everybody made this to be like, this the sexiest man in the world, but he's got flaws. Have we finally gotten there, Hollywood? Is it possible? What? Like, I don't understand. The guy's crushing it, clearly. He's got enough money to get his fucking eye fixed. What's he worried about? I gotta get my mouth fixed. He gotta get his face fixed. Hey, we'll go in together. I'm not trying to say nothing bad about the man. Holy Batman! That's not... Come on, dude. That's Batman all day. Penguin. Bro. This movie is for shit. I'm so upset. I love Aquaman. This is not that. No. I saw a good movie yesterday, kind of. What?
Very extra. This pink bubble foam is the most satisfying cleanser. This is a $440 face serum. I know
what?
It's very expensive, but it's cheaper than getting lasers and
Bro, hold the fuck on. We're going...
Very extra. This pink bubble foam is the most satisfying cleanser. This is
Oh, okay. I thought she was going over prices.
Serum. I know it's very expensive, but it's cheaper than getting lasers and Botox. This is a red light face mask. This one also vibrates.
Shut!
It's so good.
Bro. Bro, you look like a fucking... Jason went to space, all right, and it looks like he's back, dude. What the fuck? Can you just get old? Is that okay? Oh my god, this is ridiculous. Come on, dude, it's not done yet. I want to see what other crazy shit this lady pulls out.
Massage your head.
The sad part is, if she whipped a dick out right now, it wouldn't be the craziest part of this video.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my boy.
Red light is so good for wrinkle prevention, acne scars. I highly recommend it. This cream is $300. It's an investment, I know, but it is so good. My skin has been loving it. And then this tool, I know you guys have seen it. Hailey Bieber uses it, and it helps your products penetrate deeper into the skin. Skincare routine is...
Bro, can you do me a favor, please? Can you please just like, all right, look, I can't control your life. I don't know how to pause this woman. I can't control your life or whatever choices you're going to make. But I give you my word right now. Just let it happen, right? That's what I'm known to say. Just age however you're going to age. I don't care, right? Like, it doesn't... You just look like a person. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't... It's not... You shouldn't... Who cares? Couple fucking wrinkles, stretch marks, whatever. Who cares? I mean, you got character. You've been through fucking war and shit. You know? Things have happened to you. You got stories. I like that. I want to hear them. Ew. They just washed the phone case? Oh, you know what I read yesterday? That them cups everybody refills to put water in got more germs than a toilet seat? I read that yesterday. But that's probably because those nasty bastards don't wash their cups like they're supposed to every fucking day, like you do. Oh my god, I haven't heard that shit in a long time.
He stole the baby.
Now there's babies involved now. And tell me, this dude looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like the dude that plays Creed and 50 Cent mixed together in one person, he looks like. And who is this fucking mystery green-eyed goblin asshole? I don't remember that dude.
He was one of the kings. That's Merida's father.
I can't complain, right? Because I don't remember Aquaman like this. He touched his forehead, rings came out of it, dolphins came over and hung out. That's all I remember. It was none of this. So, you know, I really can't complain. I should stick to my business and just watch Punisher fucking movies, because that's what I like. But they're not great. Look, I gotta be honest with you, since we're on the subject. I like John Bernthal. I think that dude is really fucking good at what he does. However, I think he slightly overacted a little bit. Did you see that Netflix Punisher show? You did, right? What did you think of it? No? No good? It is. That's Johnny Depp's wife? That blonde lady?
Yeah, that was the one that shit in his bed.
No way!
No, that's Nicole Kidman.
Oh, okay.
She's the redhead.
That's fucking Eyes Wide Shut right there?
Yeah.
What happened to your face?
No. Yeah.
Your cheeks, bro. What did you do?
Shut up, babe.
She didn't fuck with them? I don't know. Did she say I left my condoms on your front doorstep? Oh, okay. I thought she said I left my condoms on your front doorstep.
That's Johnny Depp's ex-wife.
I didn't get a good look at her. Her?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, dude. You could fucking do better than that.
She's on the shit in the bed.
Bro! You know how mad I would be if that woman shit in my bed? Who are you? And what do you think you look like? Shitting in my bed, miss? I don't think so. If you know anything about me, I get peed on while I'm asleep and then complain about it later. That's the life I live. Right? Terrible. That's a real story. That shit actually happened. Why'd you pee my bed? What? If I peed the bed, then how come? This is a real, I'm not making this up. This is a real conversation that took place.
That's why I'm laughing so
hard. She said, why you pee my bed? I said, bro, if I peed in your bed, if I slept on my left side, then how come my whole right leg is soaking wet? And my left leg is dry. I hang to the left. Therefore, I would have peed on my left leg, not my right leg. You know what I mean? Like, I know I have the force a little bit within me, but it's not that good. Fuck. She really did piss on me, dude. Peed on me because I was too drunk to, you know... I was gonna try to use a fucking old timey word to try to be funny, but yeah, that works too. And now I can't even get on the work floor. This is fucking ridiculous.
I can't even get on.
Oh, you should have seen her face last night, bro. She said, this is true. Again, I'm not making this up. She looked me dead in the face yesterday. She said, looks like you're going to be leaving with a loaded gun. I said, hey, you know it's a crime in New Jersey to walk around with a loaded unregistered weapon, right? And she said, I can't fucking take you no more. I said, I'm pretty sure it's a felony to smuggle it across state lines.
And I commented back, you better call your
wife. She said, you better call your wife. I said, this mistress shit ain't all it's cracked up to be, huh? If this lady in ShopRite could hear this conversation now. Poor woman. Was that your wife? Oh my god, you bastard. Like, she looked at me the way a divorce attorney looks at, you know, the ops when they walk in the courtroom, you know? She was mad. She said, ooh, I've been that wife. You're an asshole. Right? But she's not. But we're not. Never mind. You know what? You believe what you want. You believe what you want, lady. I don't care anymore. She was so mad. Charge. Oh, man. She was pissed. That is funny, though. I mean, it is and it's not. It's funny now. It wasn't funny when it happened. That shit was super embarrassing, dude. I felt terrible. And I wasn't even doing nothing wrong. You know? It's like when you got a checkered past and the cops pass you on the street. You don't even, you're not doing nothing illegal, but you still are like, oh, they're gonna get me. Right? For what? I don't know. Though they always look for a fucking reason. Well, if you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to worry about. Yeah, no, that's just how I walk, dude. You know, it's sad that you gotta say that to these people. I've lived in this fucking place for how long? You cocksuckers know who I am. Don't play me like this. Sir, are you intoxicated, sir? Sir, I'm going to need to look into that bottle that you're carrying to make sure there's no alcohol in it. Motherfucker, take a sip out of it. And then tries to hand it back to me. Like I want it. What is this?
Spoke too soon, it's your wife.
No, it's not. That was real. Send me some kind of a medicine thing. What are you eating? Enough with the chorus already in the fucking movies. Blah, 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 blah. It's every movie. Like, we know it's... This is fucking woof. Whatever. You know what? I'm not the target audience, so I should just leave it the fuck alone. This movie wasn't made for me. I saw a good movie yesterday. I mean, it was all right. I don't remember what it was called. Richard Gere was in it. Fucking Bruce Willis was in it. Who else was in it? I think that's it. Those are the only... Well, there's other guys too, but I don't know who they are either. But the point of the movie was this guy, Bruce Willis, plays a hitman who's been hired by some dude that runs the Russian gangs to take out the head of the FBI, or so they think, right? So that's what the whole movie is based around about. And Richard Gere happens to be a guy who is in prison who fucking narcs Bruce Willis out in exchange for his freedom, essentially, even though they told him there would be no dice when he brought up the deal. And I love how in these movies, they never bring any paperwork. They're always just like, all right, you give us information on this guy, and then we'll let you out in 5 days or whatever, right? And then they don't ever sign paperwork, but at the end of the movie, it always happens, like they honor their fucking word or something. Then I saw another movie last night.
That one was good.
That one was good. What the fuck? The guy from the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Rick.
Yeah, that guy, he's an inmate running with a fucking Polish gang, and they whack a police officer, undercover cop, right? So then the Polish gang wants him to go back into the prison so that he can help them smuggle drugs in there, and it's a whole ordeal, like, they gotta prove that these guys are actually doing these things, but... That was a good fucking movie. I gotta look up what that was. And that was all on Tubi, by the way. You don't have to have HBO for this shit. Or Amazon Prime. Or Hulu. You know. Free. 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 But then again, HBO right now playing the Aquaman 2. Star Wars of the Ocean movie. So, you know, You gotta take it when you can get it, you know? That's what it is. They had the Copa Cabana, whatever the fuck it was called.
Oh my God.
I can't remember. I had the name of it before. Oh, shit. Dude, I know it starts with a C, I think. Oh my God, this is gonna destroy me. I've heard this thing get brought up a million times. When they go in the bar and aliens are playing the music in the thing or whatever. Yeah, that. That shit, yeah. They did one of those in the Aquaman film, yeah. In the beginning of this movie, I thought we were watching Anaconda for a second. Because I just saw something come up out of the glacier, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Snakes don't live in Antarctica. This can't be Anaconda. Right? I'm a fucking moron, though. So, you know, it took me, like, a while to figure out what this was. Man, you don't realize there's levels to white until you see these two guys stand next to each other. Holy shit.
That's white.
It's like butter and milk. Like, next to each other, it's wild, bro. That's crazy. Man. So.
Oh, wait, how'd you like to take your coffee before?
Oh. Wait, what do you mean?
Jim was the cream and I was the mocha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what it was. That's what it was. Yep. Yep, that's what it was. That was good. That was good. That's right. That's right. You gotta have a little bit. Drop a cinnamon in there. Something. Gotta have a little something for the flavor palate. Can't all be milky. You know what I'm saying? You white devils. You gotta mix it up. I'm sad that there are people that know me that are like, oh my God, the devil is Puerto Rican? I'm so proud of you. What? Why? Because I'm white, Walter? Is that what this is? Because you didn't think that I would have the capability to find interest in anything that wasn't a white devil? I resent that. I know better than to hit on black women. Are you fucking crazy? Get the fuck out of here. That never would work. I would get laughed out of the room so fast, it's not even funny. But I know that instinctually. I know these things. Oh, the baby's got the rings. There they are. I was wondering where they went. Said you brought it up a couple minutes ago. There they are. Somebody's reading the fucking comic books here. Or watching the old cartoons. I never read a comic book. Don't lie to the people. Doom. It's easy to forget that they're in water all the time until they make contact. You know, when they pulled the fucking that thing out in the beginning of the movie, I really thought this was about to be the live action of Little Mermaid for a second.
I started to watch that. I couldn't finish it.
It's bad, yeah? Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that reminds me.
It's bad when Quantanillo's like, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, why are you doing... That's my favorite... That's one of my favorite things. Like, it's not nice to annoy a child, but...
When he looks at you like, why you do this to me?
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really, you gonna fuck with me now?
You're putting this on? Why the fuck... He just looks at... He doesn't have to say anything, but the look on his face says, why the fuck would you think
you're
I would like this?
You're joking, right?
Yeah, you're trying to put me in a trick bag here, pal? I'm not having it. You know what this is. Look, stop playing with me and put on some shit that I like. Thank you. Which reminds me, I gotta get this kid some games for his fucking tablet here. Because he keeps pulling up games and he's like, I want to play this. And it's like, well, that'll cost you $6. Or this game is $5. Or that game is $7. So I'm going to get a couple of them. I'm going to get the Bluey.
Hey, Thomas, the train game went over very well.
Yeah, but he wants to play more things, but you got to unlock levels and shit with money. It's a fucking farce, this whole thing. Right? They know what they're doing. But I'll get it anyway. Because, you know, if it helps him learn even a little bit, even if it is something as simple as I complete this thing and then I do another thing and it makes this thing, I support that. It's you gotta start someplace. Gotta start somewhere. Like I realize now when I say things to him, I can't go, would you like to watch this? Because then he'll go, watch this? No. That's not what I need you to do.
He'll repeat what you just said.
Right, so I gotta hit him with the movie title or whatever so I could get them familiar with saying it. You know, you gotta, these are things I figure out after a time.
Try on
air, absolutely. But we're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good, I think. We're getting.
Pulls your hat off and says blue.
Yeah, that's something. And then he grabs me and he pulls me into the room with urgency just to point at his tablet and go, Bluey! I'm like, all right, I know who that is. All right. I mean, I don't know much, but I'm learning, right?
Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah. Like, I really like the fact that he's into Bluey and that's like an Australian show or whatever, because I like Mr. In Between. And that's Australian, right? So I'm in. I got a connection somewhere. Plus, I thought it was cool. Like, even though Dora the Explorer is fucking annoying, swiper no swiping, right? But still, it's good that they learn Spanish and that little Mandarin girl and all that shit. Like, I don't remember her name. Jin, is that? I don't know if that was it. Probably not. You know, I think, no, Jin was the name of the fucking beast from the Wishmaster, you fucking asshole. That's a different culture. Well, all right. Let's calm down. Right? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about as to surprise nobody. But, you know, I like that, you know, teach them Mandarin and Spanish and English and all that shit because you start them early. It makes it easier for them to adapt. Like, I can barely speak English. They didn't have time to teach me another language in school. They're like, this is English. And if you want to survive here, you need to have a grasp on it, sort of, right? You got to at least be able to kind of say the words. Once in a while, my fucking handicap comes out. You don't even have gills, bro. This guy is not an ocean animal. How are you fucking king of the ocean?
He makes Orm eat a cockroach.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why?
And then at the end, Orm gets a burger and fries, you know, in Sydney. He sees a cockroach on the floor and puts the cockroach in the
fuck
burger.
Fuck off.
He eats it.
No.
Yeah.
Stop it, Tyler, the Creator. That's disgusting. You never seen that video, thank God. You'll never see it. I'll never show it to you. Yeah, no fucking way. Fuck that motherfucker.
Jen told me not to Google the blue waffle.
Yeah, don't do that.
I did.
Oh, don't do that. That's bad news.
I did.
Oh, fuck.
I did.
I learned. I learned very quickly. When people bring up some shit I never heard before, don't Google that. Don't do it.
Yeah, you see the eye? So the eye?
Yeah.
One was up, one was straight.
Well, you know what? Good for him. I'm not saying nothing bad. But see, that's what sucks about Hollywood is they try to make everybody so perfect that when somebody finally comes along with a normal flaw, you're like, oh, look at that. There it is.
Yeah, but there's a lot of actors that we know and that we watch. There's a couple of them on The Walking Dead.
Bro, Groot should be pissed right now. Groot should be pissed right now.
Diesel should be mad.
He should be really mad. They totally jacked your storyboard, guy. What are you gonna do about that?
Tim!
Now you're gonna save him because that's what heroes do. You're not kicking his hands out. I don't believe you. As bad as these guys are, they never want to die though, right? Oh, shit. Made me eat my words, didn't he? You know what? Finally, a villain with some fucking balls, man. Look at it, Groot. Come on, bro. Pissed you should be. Terrible, that is. How long has it been since you heard Let's Get Out of Here in a movie? It's been a while for me.
Go and get, I heard the other
day. Go and get! That's my, it's my favorite. Go get! Oh, of course we have magical seahorses. Why wouldn't we? It seems like this would make a cooler video game than a movie, I think.
Trying to be like fucking what's his face from Legends. Astonishing. Right? Yes or no?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I think it's fucking ridiculous. They gave him Miami Dolphins colors. Ridiculous.
Will you get the fuck away from the door now? Oh, because of course, because that's where everybody immigrated into. We need symbolism. Ugh, you fucking guys make me sick, bro. I come here today as a representative of two worlds. Miami Dolphins and Atlantis. Thank you. Thank you. We may not have won a Super Bowl. You know, fuck. But Tyreek Hill's getting bitches pregnant everywhere. All right, Robert Downey Jr.
Get ready.
Right from the start, they stole that from Iron Man. Remember at the end of Iron Man? Remember that's what he said?
Get ready for Aquaman 3, Blood in the Waters. That's when everybody's going to be like, we don't like these sea people. Fuck those fish. Right? That's what's going to happen. Goddamn sea creatures trying to tell me how to live, I tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Wait for it. Are you ready for it? You're not ready. Oh, no. Don't do it. Oh, fuck. It's a big one, too. Shut the fuck up. No, you're not. Oh, it's disgusting. He likes it. Hey, Mikey. It's great. Are you fucking serious? You took one of the baddest superheroes alive and you bitched him up. This is not what Aquaman's listening to, bro. He's listening to sharks drown and shit. That's what Aquaman's listening to.
I'm fucking crying.
They bitched him up. This is terrible. Oh! Yeah, what a travesty this is. Oh! I've never heard this before, I swear to God. This is why she waits for me to leave. When she watches things. Or she waits for me to get wrapped up in something else. I don't know where I was. Was I even here? Yeah, I had to have been, right? No?
For Aquaman?
Yeah.
No.
Where was I at?
You were with your brother.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. I had to go get my phone. I forgot I left. Like, where was I? I thought I was sitting here listening to the Devil's Game. Oh, my God. You want to talk about embarrassing? The other night, there was a game between the New Jersey Devils and the San Jose Sharks. And puck drop was at 10:30 in the p.m. And let me tell you something. Old man River didn't make it to 10:30 p.m. My ass was asleep. And they won like 7-1.
Are you
But we still, like, if the Devils want to make the playoffs this year, they need to win, like, all of these upcoming games. I think there's, like, six of them left, something like that. They need to win every fucking one of them, which, if you look at the schedule, it does not really seem like it's going to be that forgiving. We got the fucking blue and white cunts, the Rangers. I'm pretty sure they're playing Dallas again.
I got one.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Hold on. I gotta blow my nose. You know what's wild? You know what the temperature was today? In the place where I'm going to? 52 degrees. You know what the temperature is tomorrow when we get there? 15.
What?
Yeah.
Below?
Today... temperature was 53. No, that's not the low. That's the high. Tomorrow, when we get there, the high is 15. The low is 3. 3. 3.